ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ॐ यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदन्धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। सो इट् इस् स्ट्रेट् वे गो टु द सिक्स्थ् सेक्षन्, षष्ठः अनुवाकः, वेर् वि आर् सीङ्ग् दि टापिक् आफ् अन्तर्हृदय हिरण्यगर्भ उपासनम्, the meditation on Hiranyagarbheshwara, the Lord in the form of the entirety of the subtle universe. The Lord in the form of the entirety of the subtle universe is essentially pure knowledge. And this is a part of the meditation upasanam discussed in the fifth anuvakaha as Vyahrutyatma Hiranyagarbhopasanam or Saguna Brahmopasanam. Let us just chant once. Saya esho antar hridaya akashah tasminayam purusho manomayah amruto hiranmayah antarena taluke य एष स्तन इवावलम्बते सेन्द्रयोनिः यत्रासौ केशान्तो विवर्तते व्यपोह्य शीर्षकपाले भूरित्यग्नौ प्रतितिष्ठति भुव इति वायौ सुवरित्यादित्ये मह इति ब्रह्मणि आप्नोति स्वाराज्यम् आप्नोति मनसस्पतिम् वाक्पतिश्चक्षुष्पतिः श्रोत्रपतिर्विज्ञानपतिः एतत्ततो भवति आकाशशरीरम् ब्रह्म सत्यात्म प्राणारामम् मन आनन्दम् शान्तिसमृद्धममृतम् इति प्राचीनयोग्योपास्व। इन् दिस् होल् सेक्षन् हविङ्ग् डिस्कस्ड् दि वर्च्यूस् आफ् हिरण्यगर्भ, द उपास्य देवता, उपास्य देवः, उपास्य विषयः, Upanishad presents talks about the path through which a person can ultimately attain Swarajyam, Swarajya Prapti Margaha, Swarajya Pratipatti Margaha, Swarajya Pratipatti Prapti Margaha. So the benefit of meditation is elaborately discussed, and finally in this mantra Upanishad states that person, the meditator who practices this upasanam as a nishkama upasanam, can attain jnanam in this life itself. He can attain jivan muktihi here itself. And when his paradha gets exhausted, he can attain videha muktihi also. If the meditator does not attain jnanan in this world, but if he is given to this practice of meditation very seriously, until his last breath, then he will be blessed with all the strength and capacity to withdraw himself, withdraw his sukshma shairam into his heart, and thereby, and through the special, the unique nadi called Sushumna nadi, squeezing his sukshma into that, going through Sushumna nadi, which ends at the top of the skull where Brahmarandram is, and breaking open the skull, coming out of the physical body through the skull, Brahmarandram. And then again the meditator travels through Shuklagati, Devayanaha, and reaches Brahmaloka. There, being taught by Brahma, he attains knowledge. This attainment of knowledge means what? Understanding the Swarupam of Ishvara being one's own Swarupam. Thereby seeing oneself being non-separate from Ishvara is actually attainment of Muktihi, which is Swarajya Praptihi. Swarajya Praptihi, which is otherwise said to be Krama Muktihi. So if a person has to attain Krama Muktihi, definitely he must have earned abundance of punyam by strictly practicing Hiranyagarbha Upasanam along with the performance of rituals. As a result of the punyam, he will have the capacity to travel through the Sushumna Nadi, and afterwards, getting out of the Brahmarandram, he can travel through a specific path to attain Brahmaloka, to be able to attain Jnanam there, to attain Krama Muktihi. Therefore, attainment of Jivan Muktihi is much easier than the attainment of Krama Muktihi. Anyway, the understanding, let us see the Bhasham where we left yesterday. Margascha Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattaye Vaktavyaha Iti Anuvakaha Arambhyate. The sixth section itself is begun, okay, with an intention that the path for the attainment of oneness with Ishvara, Sarvatma Pratipattihi. Please correct that. If you are following the book, Pujya Swamiji's book, this is not Pratipattiye, Pratipattaye. Pratipattihi is noun. Ikaranta Stilinga Shabdaha. Because I don't follow sometimes any of the books. I simply follow the text, so I don't know. I happen to see the mistake, I can tell you. So Pratipattihi, see, the word Pratipatti has two different meanings. Please be careful. Pratipattihi means knowing. Pratipattihi also means attainment, attaining. Pratipattihi means knowing, knowledge. Pratipattihi also means attainment, attaining. Therefore, Sarvatma Bhavaha means being the self of all the beings. Sarvatma Bhavaha means being the self of all the beings. Who is the self of all the beings? Ishvara. Ishvaraha is Sarvatma. The Lord Ishvaraha, Bhagavan, is said to be Sarvatma. So Bhagavan is the self of all the beings. And Sarvatma Bhavaha means being the self of all the beings. And being the self of all the beings means what? Being Ishvara. Being one with Ishvara. So Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattaye. For the attainment of this status of being Ishvara, for the attainment of being one with the Ishvara, Margaha Vaktavyaha, the path should be mentioned. What is the path through which the meditator has to travel for the attainment of Sarvatma Bhavaha, for the attainment of oneness with Ishvara, attainment of being one with Hiranyagarbha, with one meaning. Another meaning is what? The path through which a person has to travel. If a person leaves the physical body without having attained moksha, jnanam in this life as a meditator, the person has to travel through a given path, a specific path, for the attainment of, for knowing Ishvara Swarupam. Sarvatma Pratipatta means for knowing Ishvara Swarupam. Because after going to Brahma Loka, the meditator has to become the knower of the truth. So, Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattaye means for the attainment of being one with Hiranyagarbheshwara. Otherwise, Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattaye means for knowing the Swarupam of Ishvara, the self of all the beings, which is attainment of Swarajyam, attainment of sovereignty, which is otherwise said to be Krama Muktihi. Therefore, Margaha, Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattaye Margaha Vaktavyaha Idi Anuvakaha Arabhyate. This section itself is begun specifically for stating the path through which the meditator has to travel ultimately to attain the one, this oneness with Ishvara, for knowing the Swarupam of Ishvara. Okay. Saha iti vyutkramya ayam purushaha ityanena sambadhyate. Saya esho hridaya akashaha tasmin ayam purusho manomayaha. There, the third person singular pronoun saha, leaving aside other words, should be connected to, is connected to this expression, ayam purushaha, this person, this absolute person. Okay, who is that saha? Yaha eshaha antarhridaye. Antarhridaye means what? Hridayasya antaha. Okay. Then hridayam iti. What is hridayam? What is physical heart? Pundarikakaraha. Pundarikakaro mamsa pindaha. Pundarikakaro mamsa pindaha means pundarika akaraha mamsa pindaha. Pundarikam iva akaraha yasya mamsa pindasya. Saha mamsa pindaha pundarikakaraha mamsa pindaha. The lump of flesh having the form of a lotus bud is the physical heart. And what is heart? Now the description of the physical heart. We are going to see every word. I think this is where I left. Clear? Today's class begins. Pranayatanaha. Pranasya ayatanaha. You know when you do mantra pushpam, ayatanavan bhavati yopam ayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati yaha apam ayatanam veda. There, the word ayatanam, ayatanaha, literally means abode. Ayatanaha means an abode. So abode implies what? A seat. Pranasya ayatanaha, ಪ್ರಾಣ ಆಯತನ ಷಷ್ಠಿ ತತ್ಪುರುಷ ಸಮಾಸ. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಆಯತನ, ಪ್ರಾಣ ಆಯತನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಸೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಸೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲೈಫ್, ಅಬೋರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲೈಫ್. ವೈ? ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್, ಅ ಲಂಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ಲಶ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಬಡ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಪ್ರಾಣಸ್ಯ ಆಯತನ ಫಸ್ಟ್, ಓಕೆ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೃದಯ? ಪುಂಡರೀಕಾಕಾರ ಮಾಂಸಪಿಂಡ, ನಂಬರ್ ಒನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್? ಪ್ರಾಣಸ್ಯ ಆಯತನ, ಪ್ರಾಣ ಆಯತನ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಅಬೋರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಎ ಸೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಓಕೆ, ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್, ವೈ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಸೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಡೆಡ್, ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಲೇ ಡೆಡ್, ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್, ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಕೆ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಅಲೈವ್, ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್. ಫಾರ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದೇರ್, ದೇರ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಸ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನಲ್. ದ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಫಂಕ್ಷನಲ್, ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್. ದ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಫೈಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್, ಇಟ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಫಂಕ್ಷನಲ್. ಫೈಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಫಂಕ್ಷನಲ್, ದೇರ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ದ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಓಕೆ, ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್, ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್, ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಅಬೋರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವಾಟ್? ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ, ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದಿ ಅಬೋರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಪ್ರಾಣಸ್ಯ ಆಯತನ, ಆಯತನ. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಾಣಸ್ಯ ಆಯತನ, ಓಕೆ. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಒನ್, ದಿಸ್ ಮಾಂಸ ಪುಂಡರೀಕಾಕಾರ ಮಾಂಸಪಿಂಡ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಅನೇಕ ನಾಡಿ ಸುಶಿರ, ಅನೇಕ ನಾಡಿ ಸುಶಿರ. ಸುಶಿರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹೋಲ್, ಹ್ಯಾಲೋ, ಕ್ಯಾವಿಟಿ, ಅಪರ್ಚರ್. ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ಓಕೆ. ಕ್ಯಾವಿಟಿ, ಅಪರ್ಚರ್, ಹೋಲ್, ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಸುಶಿರ. ಅನೇಕ ನಾಡಿ ಸುಶಿರ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಅ ನೋಟ್, ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ನಾಡಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಟರಿ. ಇವನ್ ದೋ ಆರ್ಟರೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಿ ನಾಡೀಸ್, ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ನಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಟು ಮೀನ್ ಎ ಬ್ಲಡ್ ವೆಸಲ್, ಆರ್ಟರಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಹೋಲ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಾಟ್? ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಅಪರ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆನಿ ಆರ್ಟರೀಸ್. ಅನೇಕ ನಾಡೀನಾಂ ಸುಶಿರ. ಸೊ ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಅನೇಕ ಸುಶಿರ, ನಾಡಿ ಸುಶಿರ ಯಸ್ಯ ಪಿಂಡಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಅನೇಕ ನಾಡಿ ಸುಶಿರ, ಅನೇಕ ನಾಡಿ ಸುಶಿರ ಯಸ್ಯ ಪಿಂಡಸ್ಯ ಮಾಂಸಪಿಂಡಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಅನೇಕ ನಾಡಿ ಸುಶಿರ ಮಾಂಸಪಿಂಡ. ದಿ ಲಂಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ಲಶ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಮೆನಿ ಹೋಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆರ್ಟರೀಸ್, ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ನೋ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಡ್ ಇನ್ ನೋ ಇನ್ ಬೇಸಿಕ್ ಇಂಟರ್ ಗಾರ್ಡನ್ ಬಯಾಲಜಿ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಲರ್ನ್ ದಿಸ್. ಓಕೆ, ಅನೇಕ ನಾಡಿ ಸುಶಿರ, ಅನೇಕ ನಾಡಿ ಸುಶಿರ ಯಸ್ಯ ಮಾಂಸಪಿಂಡಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಅನೇಕ ನಾಡಿ ಸುಶಿರ. ದ ಲಂಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ಲಶ್ ಅಬ್ಟೇನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಬರ್ಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ is that which has many apertures, holes of arteries. Then urdhvanalaha, and this mamsapinda urdhvam nalaha yasya, so urdhvanalaha, that which has. See, the nalaha literally means pipe, tap. But here, the nalaha is a stalk. That which has the artery, that which has an artery going upwards, a stalk upwards. Then, adho mukha mamsa pindaha, this lump of flesh looking like a lotus bud is what? Is adho mukha. Mukham adaha yasya. Saha, yasya pindasya adho mukha. Adaha mukham yasya pindasya sa adho mukaha mamsa pindaha. That lump of flesh having its face downwards, having its stalk upwards. Okay. This is the physical heart, Hridayam. The description of physical heart in the Taittiriya Upanishad, the portion of Upasanam, the section discussing the topic of meditation. So, Hridayam Kim Pundarika Karaha Mamsapindaha, can say Prana Ayatanaha Anekanadi Sushiraha Urdhanalaha Adho Mukaha Pundarika Karaha Mamsapindaha Hridayam. Okay. Now, he says that heart is not something unknown. Upalabhyate. The hridayam is that mamsa pindaha. The hridayam, that mamsa pindaha upalabhyate. Pundarika akaraha mamsa pindaha. The lump of flesh having the form of a lotus bud, known by the term hridayam, is available. Upalabhyate. Prasiddha upalabhyate. Okay, available as a well-known part. Prasiddha. That heart is available as a well-known part where pashau in any animal. Pashuhu literally means cow. Pashuhu means any animal. In any animal, when it is dissected. Vishasyamane pashau. Pashau vishasyamane, when any animal is dissected or dissected, this lump of flesh looking like a lotus bud is available as a well-known part. Available for knowledge, available for understanding, available for perception. Heart happens to be a material physical part, gross part. It is available for perception as a well-known part when any animal is dissected. Okay. Pashau vishasyamane, sati saptami expression. Pashau vishasyamane. When any animal is dissected, this mamsapindaha is available as a well-known part. Available for perception as a well-known part. Okay. Now, having talked this much about the heart, now Shankaracharya says, this much is his description of heart. Tasya antaha. Kasya antaha? Tasya hridayasya antaha. Inside of that heart, which is pundarika akaraha mamsapindaha, which is prana ayatanaha, which is aneka nadi sushiraha, which is urdhvanalaha, which is adhomukaha, which is very well available for recognition as a well-known part when any animal is dissected. Clear? Tasya hridayasya antaha. Inside of that physical heart. Okay. Yaha yeshaha akashaha prasiddhaha eva. That space which is very well known. That space which is very well known inside of that heart. Like what? Karaka akashavati. See, karaka means, in fact, even no, Karaka Akasha means space obtaining within even coconut shell. Karakaha literally means coconut shell also. You break open the coconut, coconut shell is karaka. So any picture is karaka. Okay. Karaka Akashavatu, like the space obtaining within the coconut shell or any picture, there is very, very well-known space obtaining within that physical heart which has been described. Okay. Karaka, karakasya or karake akashaha yatha asti. Just as the space within a coconut shell, inside of the coconut shell. So also there is space inside of that heart. Okay. Tasmin, in that space, there is heart, inside the heart there is space, in that space there is ayam purushaha. Saha ayam purushaha. That paramatma, that Ishvara, that Sagunam Brahmaishvara, that Hiranyagarbheshvara, who alone is in the form of all the worlds, all the devatas, all luminaries, all Vedas, all pranas, who is in the form of everything, that Ishvara is very much available as the nearest self. Tasmin saha ayam purushaha. Ayam stands for the nearest self. Saha stands for Ishvara, the self of all the beings. Saha paramatma is available as the nearest self. Therefore, paramatma and the self are not different. Self is one's own nearest self, one's own self. Obtaining as I is non-different from Ishvara. So Paramatma alone, Paramatma who is there as the self of all the beings, is there available for recognition in the space obtaining within the heart. Therefore, the word Purushaha implies what? Paramatma who is inclusive of all the jivas. Purushaha, okay. Tasmin saha ayam purushaha. Okay. Now, so therefore, this Ishvara, this Paramatma, Sagunam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, is meant by the word Purushaha. Which means that Purusha is available for what? Available for meditating upon Ishvara. Okay, for meditating upon Ishvara. Also one can see Ishvara being available for recognition. And also for knowing, for discovering Ishvara also, Ishvara is available for recognition, for knowledge in one's own mind. Not as an object of knowledge, but as the very swarupam of the subject of knowledge. So this Hiranyagarbheshwaraha is available for recognition in one's own mind as the swarupam of I for knowledge. And the same Ishvara can be meditated upon in that space because of the availability of Ishvara there. Okay. So, hridayasya antaha yaha akashah asti karaka akashavat tasmin akashe purushaha saha purushaha ayam saha purushaha asti. Ishvara is here as the nearest self to meditate upon Ishvara and also to discover Ishvara. For knowing, also for meditating upon Ishvara. For both purposes, that is the space where Ishvara is available. One can meditate upon Ishvara as the one who is there in one's own mind as the self. One can discover Ishvara as one's own self also. Okay. Now we'll go to next part of the Bhashyam. Now, why Ishwaraha is said to be Purushaha? You know that old explanation, Pure Usheti iti Purushaha, Sarvam Purayati iti Purushaha, which is old explanation. The same meaning is given differently here, not a new meaning. The same meaning is given differently here. There's a verb shete. Shete means what? Recites. Shete means lying down. Okay? Shayanam karoti means residing, staying. Ishayanam. Shayanam means what? Reclining, lying down, residing, staying. Okay. Puri shete iti purushaha. Puri ushati iti purushaha, which you know already. Puri shete iti purushaha. Shete is a verb. So Shankaracharya says, Puri shayanat purushaha. Ishvara is said to be purushaha due to his residing in the city called body. Pur means puram. Pur means city. The locative kesam of pur is what? Puri. Not puri. Okay? Puri. And then puram means what? Pure. What locative kesam of puram? Pure. Locative kesam of pur? Puri. Puri is equal to pure. Pure shete. Iti purushaha. Puri shete iti purushaha. So puri shayanat, due to Bhagavan's residing in the city called body, Bhagavan is said to be, Paramatma is said to be purushaha. Puri shayanat, shayanam, residing, gerund. Shete resides, states. Purishayanat. See, kar hetvarte panchami vibhati. Hetu. What is the cause? What is the reason for Bhagavan to be known as Purushaha? Purishayanat Purushaha. Okay. So, because resides as what? All pervasive Bhagavan. Being all pervasive is there inside and outside of every being. Therefore, he is available for recognition on his own mind, obtains, resides in every body, mind, sense complex. Therefore, Bhagavan is said to be Purushaha, Purushayanat Purushaha. Second reason he is giving, Purnatvat, due to his nature of pervasiveness. Purnatvam means fullness. Due to the nature of fullness. So due to his residing in the city of body, he is called Purushaha. Due to his nature of fullness, Purnatvam means fullness. Purnatvat. Fullness is Ishvara Swarupam. So fullness means being full is the nature of Ishvara. Why being full is nature of Ishvara? Because pervasiveness is nature of Ishvara. Ishvara being the self of all the beings, the truth of all the beings, truth of everything in this world, truth of the entire universe. Ishvara is of the nature of fullness. Due to his the nature of fullness, Ishvara is said to be Purnatvan Purushaha. One more reason is given. Bhuhu Adayaha Lokaha. Bhuhu adayaha lokaha means what? All the worlds. Bhuhu bhuvaha suvaha mahaha janaha tapaha satyaha. Understand? All the worlds. Bhuradayaha lokaha. All the worlds such as bhuhu etc. have been or filled by whom? Bhuhu itya bhuhu adayaha lokaha yena purnaha. The Lord by whom all the worlds are filled. The Lord is the one by whom all the worlds are filled. Yen bhuradayaha lokaha purunaha saha purushaha. I'm changing the order. Bhuradayaha lokaha yen purunaha iti. Yeneti. Okay, yeneti is that I'm making a nice prose order for you. Bhuradayaha lokaha yena ishwarena purnaha saha ishwaraha purushaha. That Lord by whom all the worlds such as bhuhu etc. are filled, pervaded. Understand? Therefore, you can say jala purnaha. You can say yena sarve samudraha purnaha tad jalam. Yena ishwarena yena paramatmana yena bhagavata sarve lokaha bhuradayaha purnaha saha purushaha. The Lord is siddhi purusha because by whom all these worlds such as bhuhu etc. are filled, pervaded. Okay. Three Shankaracharya gives. Purishayanat purushaha, purnatvat purushaha, va or bhuhu adayaha lokaha yena purnaha saha purushaha iti. Got it? I have made sentence easier for you. In Tamil, we say, Ingu, Angu, Enri, Enamal, Engum, Nikkamara, Nirainda. Okay? That is Purna. Okay. Now we move on to the next word, Manomayaha. See, earlier we saw the description of the physical heart within which there is space where Bhagwan is available for. Okay, where Bhagavan can be invoked, meditated upon, where Bhagavan can be discovered also. Now we are going to understand the description of Ishvara, that Ishvara, who is available for recognition in the one's own mind, who is meditated upon as the one's own self. Who is that Ishvara? Manomayaha. Manomayaha Ishvaraha. First, Purushaha we understood. Now move on to the next description of the word. Who is Ishvara? Purushaha. Why he is called Purushaha? We know the reason now. Second, now, Manomayaha. Kimartam Ishvaraha Manomayaha ityuchyate. Why Bhagavan is said to be Manomayaha? Look at the reason here. Please make a note. The word Manaha literally means mind. Mind is said to be Manaha because Manute iti manaha, that by which thinking is possible, was called manaha. But here, the word manaha also means not an instrument of thinking, not an instrument of knowing. The knowledge itself is said to be manaha. Manaha is equal to vijnanam. Vijnanam here means what? Manifested knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge. Vijnanam. Okay. Manomayaha, if you take it, there the word mano is equal to manaha. Manaha means what? Vijnanam. Vijnanam means manifest knowledge. Okay. And here he explains the word manaha, meaning knowledge, is derived from the root man. And the verb is manute. Manute manyate. Okay. These verbs mean thinks. Manute is equal to thinks. But manute also means knows. Please make a note. The verb manute means thinks, it also means knows. Therefore, manutehe jnana karmanaha. What does it mean? ஞான கர்மணஹா. மனுதேகே இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு ஞான கர்மணஹா. த வேர்ப் மனுதே டிரைவ் ஃப்ரம் த ரூட் மன் ஹாஸ் தி மீனிங் ஆஃப் ஆர் டினோட்ஸ் தி ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஆஃப் நோயிங். என்னது ஸ்வரூபம் ஆஃப் நோயிங், பிளீஸ் மேக் அ நோட். தி ரியாலி அப்ட்ராக்ட் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் ரியாலிட்டி ஈஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் நோயிங். த மைண்ட் ஈஸ் ஃபார் நோ ஈஸ் தி ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஆஃப் நோயிங், ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் நோயிங். மனுதேகே இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு ஞான கர்மண. த இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் விச் இஸ் சோ மனுதே, மனுதேகே மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஆஃப் த வேர்ப் மனுதே டிரைவ் ஃப்ரம் த ரூட் மன் தர் இஸ் அ சென் த டினோட் தட் வேர்ப் மனுதே டினோட்ஸ் தி ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஆஃப் நோயிங், ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் நோயிங். ஞான கர்மணா ஓகே நோ தன்மயா தன்மயா தன்மய தத் பிராய தன் மன தத் பிராய. சோ பகவான் ஹூ இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் நாலெட்ஜ், ஓகே, ஈஸ்வர இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் நாலெட்ஜ். See, the pure knowledge is implied by the term Brahman. But manifest knowledge is said to be Ishwaraha. Very important lesson. Manifest knowledge is Ishwara. Okay? Therefore, Tanmayaha Tat Prayaha means what? So, Manomayaha means one who is in the form of the manifested knowledge. So Bhagavan, it seems, who is Bhagavan here? Who is Ishvara here? Ishvara is none other than the qualification attributed to the manifested knowledge. What is manifested knowledge? The knowledge which is available for recognition is manifested knowledge. Understand? The knowledge which is available for recognition is manifested knowledge. So, Bhagavan who is in the form of manifested knowledge is said to be Manomayaha. Okay, this is the meaning number one. Second meaning. Bhagavan is the one who is saturated with the knowledge. Who is saturated with the knowledge. What does it mean, saturated with knowledge? Means what? See, Bhagavan is being manifested in every mind. Bhagavan is saturated with the knowledge. Means, see, when you say, I have pinda, let me make it very clear. Okay, this is something to be understood. When you take a tapta ayapindam, the well-heated iron ball, if you take the well-heated iron ball, the iron ball before getting heated, it is what? It is a black ball, black cold ball. You can touch it. It's heavy, but you can touch it. But once you heat it in the fire, becomes highly heated in the fire, iron ball becomes hot ball. Hot fireball. Now the hot fireball is not just only the iron. It's not mere iron. It is not mere fire also. Understand? So the iron ball now, the fire is what now? The saturated. Inseparably is there. Just as in the heated, well-heated iron ball, which becomes a hot fire ball, the fire is saturated. Understand? Similarly, Bhagavan who is saturated with the knowledge, is said to be Manomayaha, Nami number two. Bhagavan, who is in the form of manifested knowledge, is Manomayaha. Bhagavan, who is saturated with the knowledge, is Manomayaha. Then, Bhagavan, who is available for, even though Bhagavan is all pervasive, Bhagavan, the Paramatma, Hiranyagarbheshwara, is available for recognition only in one's own mind. Only in the mind. Bhagavan is there in the body. Bhagavan is there in the pranas. Bhagavan is there in all physiological functions. Bhagavan is there in all the sense powers. Bhagavan, Ishwaraha, is the truth. The Bhagavan, the manifested knowledge, which is all pervasive, is there in everything. Isn't it? But where is it available? Not in kidney, not in lungs, not in, isn't it? Not even a physical heart, really speaking. But Paramatma Swarupam is available for recognition only in the mind. That too as a Swarupam of I, the first and the foremost of the cognitions. Therefore, Bhagavan is said to be Manomayaha. Three reasons why Bhagavan is said to be Manomayaha. Okay, now Manaha as an instrument of thinking, Antahkaranam, mind as an internal instrument of knowledge, as an internal instrument of thinking, knowing, is said to be Manaha. And Bhagavan, who is manifested Paramatma, who is in the manifested knowledge, is identified with the manifesting medium, the mind, is said to be Manomayaha. Manifest knowledge identified with the manifesting medium, mind, is said to be Manomayaha. Because of the distancelessness, okay, this manifest knowledge obtaining in the mind, that manifested knowledge and the manifesting medium, mind, are inseparable. Like the mirror and your face reflected in the mirror. But still, they're inseparable, but still distinct, isn't it? Similarly, this manifested knowledge is distinct from the manifested mind, though not distant, is identified with the mind. Therefore, it's said to be, Ishvara is said to be Manomayaha. Is it clear? Okay. How many is, four meanings are given here. Okay. Very nice. How do you know? Tanmayaha, first. Tat prayaha, same. Tad upalabhyatvat, as Bhagavan, Paramatma, Ishvara is available for recognition in the mind, he is said to be Manomayaha. Then, Manute Anena Iti. Manute Anena Iti. Manaha Antahkaranam. So mind, the Antahkaranam, the internal instrument of knowledge, is that by which one thinks. And here, Tad Abhimani. Tasya manasaha abhimani. Abhimani means what? Yasya manasa saha abhimanam asti saha abhimani. The one who has identity with the mind, the one who is identified with the mind is abhimani. So, Ishwaraha, manifested in the form of knowledge, is identified with the manifest medium, the mind is Manomayaha. Okay, one more meaning is there. Why Ishwara is said to be Manomayaha? Tallingaha. Tanmayaha means Tallingaha. Lingam means clue. indication the manifesting medium serves as a means of indication of Hiranyagarbha. Mind being a manifesting medium, it serves as an indicator of Ishvara in the form of manifested knowledge. Is it clear? Therefore, Hiranyagarbheshwara is said to be Manomayaha. Okay. Got all the meanings now? How many meanings? Manomayaha. What the first meaning? Bhagavan, who is in the form of manifest knowledge, is Manomayaha. Second reason. Tanmayaha Taprayaha means Bhagavan who is saturated with the knowledge. Then third meaning, Tad Upalabhyatvat. As Bhagavan is available for recognition of the mind, he is said to be Manomayaha. Third meaning. Fourth meaning. The one who is identified with the mind. Manasaha Abhimani Iti Manomayaha. And the fifth meaning is what? Tanmayaha Manomayaha means Tallingaha. Means the Bhagavan for whom the mind being the manifesting medium serves as an indicator of Ishvara. They were said to be Manomayaha. Five meanings are given for Manomayaha. Got it? Is it clear? If it is not clear, don't worry. Sometimes these meanings will become much clearer when you understand Ishvara Swarupam in next valli. Okay. Amrutaha. Now move on to the next word describing Ishvara. Who is Sahai? Kaha Saha Purushaha? Who is the Paramatma? Who is meant by all these words? Purushaha, Manomayaha, Amrutaha, who is available for it. Okay. In one's own mind as I. Next word is Amrutaha. Amrutaha is equal to what? Amarana Dharma. Maranam na dharmaha yasya. Maranam na dharmaha yasya. Saha amarana dharma. Bhagavan who is of the nature of immortality. Bhagavan whose nature is not mortality is amarana dharma. Immortal. See, let me make it very clear. See, Hiranyagarbha as Ishvara is relatively immortal. It is abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahma is absolutely eternal. Ishvara is relatively eternal. Why Ishvara? Ishvara is manifested knowledge. Isn't it? Ishvara who is in the mind, all the mind, samashti manaha is Hiranyagarbha. Samashti buddhi is Hiranyagarbha. Samashti pranaha Hiranyagarbha. Samashti indriyani Hiranyagarbha. Samashti soksha prapancha Hiranyagarbha. All please make a note, the physical body falls apart every time the death happens. Becomes disintegrated. The same body will not come. But the same mind, ignorant mind travels. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. The same sukshma shariram enters into body after body after body. It continues to survive. Relatively, sukshma shariram has no death. You know that? Subtle body survives death. Only sthulam dies. That is why the sukshma survives death. And the manifest, the consciousness manifest in sukshma continues to be there as jiva. That is why we perform Shraddham, we have performed Tarpanam. Tarpanam, all these ancestral worship, all these rituals are performed because the person survives death. Jiva survives death. Only body falls apart. Whatever paradha karma has to be exhausted using this body, so long the body is there. Only body falls apart. The next set of exhaust, next set of paradha, the sukshma has to assume another body. Therefore, sukshma hiram has no death. So relatively immortal. But sukshma hiram also will be dissolved for good in the wake of the jnanam. Therefore, what will be there absolutely, eternally? Only abstract reality, Brahma, Atma is absolutely eternal. Understand? Therefore, Hiranyagarbheshwar, he said, Amrutaha Amarana Dharma means relatively immortal. Okay. Even though Ishwara Swarupam is absolutely immortal, Ishwara Rupam is relatively immortal. Okay. Next is Hiranmayaha. Hiranmayaha means what? He is shining like gold. Means he is brilliant. He is bright. Jyotirmayaha. Why Bhagavan is said to be Jyotirmayaha, Jyotiswarupaha, Hiranmayaha, brilliant, effulgent. Because Bhagavan is said to be effulgent because Bhagavan Jyotirmayaha, Bhagavan is in the form of all knowledge. The source of all knowledge is Parambrahma, Brahma, but the total manifest knowledge is Ishvara. Omniscience is Ishvara. Ishvara is in the form of all knowledge. Omniscience, all knowing. Therefore, he is said to be effulgent. Hiranmayaha, Jyotirmayaha. Now, this is all description. Kaha Ishvaraha, Purushaha, Manomayaha, Amrutaha, Hiranmayaha. Got it? See, all the names have very, very few, only one direct meaning. Kimattam Hiranmayaha, Bhagavan is said to be Hiranmayaha because he is Jyotirmayaha. Kimattam Jyotirmayaha means what? Bhagavan is in the form of very omniscience. All knowledge is Ishvara. And Bhagavan is the one for whom the manifesting medium mind becomes a means of indication, indicator of Bhagavan. Bhagavan as the manifested knowledge is identified with all the minds, not to one mind. Bhagavan is in the form of manifest knowledge. Therefore, Bhagavan, who is in the form of manifest knowledge, is identified with all the manifesting media, countless number of minds. Therefore, Manomayaha. Okay, so you have many meanings. Amrutaha, only one meaning, Amarana Dharma. Hiranmayaha, Jyotirmayaha. Finished. Now, such Ishvara. So, Ishvara, who is of this description? Okay. Now, Tasya Evam Lakshanasya. No, Shankaracharya concludes his here, he presents the Bhashyam. Ishvara Swarupa Pratipattaye Margaha Abhidhiyate. Ishvara Swarupa Pratipattaye. For knowing the essential nature of Ishvara. Hey, who is this Ishvara? Who is in the form of the entirety of the subtle universe? Thereby, who alone is in the entirety of the gross universe also. Who is this Ishvara? What is this ocean? The whole ocean is essentially H2O. Like this. Who is this Ishvara? Who is in the most subtle universe? What is this Ishvara essentially? Okay. Understanding Ishvara Swarupam is what? Ishvara Swarupa Pratipattihi. Ishvara Swarupa Pratipattihi. Ishvara Swarupa Pratipattihi means knowledge of the essential nature of Ishvara. Knowledge of Swarupa of Ishvara. Who the God is. Who the Lord is essentially. What is Lord essentially? Who is the Lord? What is the Lord? What is God essentially? We said the God is the one who is in the form of the whole cosmos. Who is in the form of the gross universe? Who is in the form of the subtle universe? Who is in the unmanifest universe? Who is that Lord? That Lord is essentially formless. The Lord who is in the form of all the forms is essentially formless. Therefore, Ishvara Swarupa Pratipattaye, for knowing the essential nature of Ishvara, the whole, for knowing the essential nature of Bhagavan, the whole, Ishvara, the whole, Margaha Abhidiyate, the path is shown, the path is mentioned, the path by going through which one can attain Brahmaloka, where one can discover Ishvara Swarupam, obtaining as one's own Swarupam. So what does Shastram say? Without traveling anywhere, without involving any journey, here itself one can discover Ishvara Swarupam as one's own Swarupam. The truth of Ishvara, the whole, can be discovered as the truth of one's own self, which is Atma Jnanam, which is Jivan Mukti. Suppose if a meditator missed that Jnanam here in this world, non-meditator cannot attain this Swarupa, Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam in Brahmaloka. Non-meditator has the possibility of discovering here itself if he lived a very disciplined life. But the meditator Upasakaha has not understood Bhagavan Swarupam here in this world, has the fortune or the possibility of traveling through the Sushumna Nadi and breaking open the Sushumna Nadi, the skull, and through Brahma Randram, one can travel through Devayanaha and attain this Brahma Lokaha. There being taught, and that Upasaka can discover Ishvara Swarupam as his own Swarupam. Then he attains Krama Mukti. Therefore, the going to Brahma Loka is not for simply having some fun or coming back. Going to Brahmaloka is also Krama Mukti Prapti. Therefore, Krama Mukti Prapti, attainment of Krama Mukti is equal to attainment of Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam. Ishvara Swarupa Pratipattaye Margaha Abhidiyate. The path is mentioned specifically for traveling through that specific path. One has to reach Brahmaloka, there one has to attain Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam. So, Ishvara Swarupa Pratipattihi means Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam. Ishvara Swarupa Pratipattaye means Ishvara Swarupa Jnanaya Margaha Uchyate. The path is mentioned here. Okay. Kasya Ishvara Swarupa Pratipattaye. Kidrushasya Ishwarasya Swarupa Pratipattaye Margaha Abhidiyate. To attain the, to, for knowing the Swarupam of Ishwara, which Ishwara? It is discussed here. Evam Lakshanasya. Ishwara who is of these virtues which have been described. Evam Lakshanaha Ishwaraha. Evam Lakshanaha means what? Ishvara, who is of this description. We saw Manomayaha, Purushaha, Hrenmayaha. That is the description. Eyam Lakshanasya. And who is discovered in one's own mind, obtaining in the space within the heart. Hridaya Akashe Sakshat Kritasya Ishwarasya. Kaha Ishwaraha Evam Lakshanaha. Ishwara, who is of this description? Then Hridaya Akashe Sakshat Kritaha. Sakshat Kritaha is a very important verb. Ishwaraha is Sakshat Kritaha, means Ishwara, who is available for recognition as one's own nearest self. Is Sakshat Kritaha. When Ishwara is available for recognition as one's own self, the nearest self, what does it mean? One who is available for recognition as one's own self means one who is available for recognition as the self-evident self. As I. See, to have the knowledge of anything and everything other than I, you need an evidence. You are dependent on a given means of knowledge or an evidence to have knowledge of anything and everything in the world. Therefore, everything, anything and everything in the world is what? Upper paroksha. Everything, anything and everything in the world is paroksha vishayaha. Because why it's called paroksha vishayaha? Anything and everything in the world is dependent on a given, any given means of knowledge or evidence to be known. Therefore, to be known, thereby to have the status of being existing. Therefore, it's called paroksha vishayaha. The one that which alone does not require any other evidence for knowing is what? I. To know you are, which, what evidence you need, what pramanam you need, to know your own existence, which pramanam you need. I am. To have the knowledge of your own existence, which pramanam do you need? Which evidence do you need? Which means of knowledge do you require? Nothing. To have the knowledge of your own existence, to have the knowledge of your existence, you do not require any pramanam. Means I is self-evident. Isn't it? Therefore, to know I am, I do not require any pramanam. Therefore, it is self-evident. Over here, Sakshat Kritaha means Ishwaraha is recognized as the self-evident self. That Ishwara who is recognized as the one in the form of I. The first, okay, self-evident self is Ishwara. Hridaya Akashe Sakshat Kritaha means what? Ishwaraha, who is recognized as a self-evident self in one's own mind, obtaining in this Hridayakasha. Okay. One more, next. This is the first description of Ishwara. Then, Vidushaha Atma Bhutaha Ishwaraha. Who is Ishwara? Ishwara is in the form of the self of every meditator. Here, Vidush means meditator. Vidushaha Atmabhutaha. Ishwara is in the form of the self of all the beings. But for a meditator, at least he sees Ishwara as one's own self. As the meditator meditates upon Ishwara as one's own self, he said Ishwara is in the form of the self of the meditator. So, Ishwara is in the form of The self of the meditator means what? Ishvara is in the form of the very truth, very swarupam, essential nature of the meditator. Bhagavan kathamasti manasi antakarana. Bhagavan atma swarupena asti tishtati. Ishvara is in the form of the very content of I. Okay. The I sense is Ishvara Rupam. The Swarupam of Ishvara, I is what? Ishvara Swarupam. Let me make it very clear. See, the mind is a seat of Ahankara, we say, isn't it? The first and the foremost of all the cognitions is what? Aham, I. I is the first and the foremost of the cognition. So, aham asmi is what? Asmita. Knowledge of self-existence is asmita. And that is the first and foremost of the cognitions. Isn't it? Before no thought comes. Therefore, and that aham asmi, I am, I itself is what? Ishvara Rupam. The truth of I is what? Ishvara Swarupam. The manifest knowledge is Ishvara. The Swarup, the source of manifestation of knowledge is what? Ishvara Swarupam. Got it? This is how Ishvara is there was one's own self. Ishvara is available for recognition as a Swarupam of one's own self. So, Vidushaha Atma Bhutaha. See, Bhagavan is there as the Swarupam of the meditator. Okay. That Bhagavan, Indra Rupaha. Very nice. You will know the meaning of the word Indraha here. Indraha is the name of a Devata, isn't it? But please make a note. When you invoke the Devata, the presiding deity or the physical provost, Adhishtana Devata, you call Indraha as a Devata. But here the word Indraha means the Lord. Why Bhagavan is said to be Indraha? I gave another meaning last class, some time back. Idam taya drishyate anena iti Indraha. The one by whom this entire world is seen as known as this. Idam taya drishyate anena iti Indraha. Lord is said to be Indraha. Who is Lord Indra? Who is Indraha? The Lord. Why Lord is said to be Indraha? The one by whom the entirety of the objective universe is perceived, known, seen as this. One meaning, okay? But Shankara Bhagavatpada gives another meaning here. Indra Rupaha means Indriyanam Raja iti Indraha. Indriyanam Raja iti Indraha. The Lord of senses. Bhagavan is the Lord of senses. So Hrishikeshaha. Indraha is equal to Hrishikeshaha. The Lord of senses. So Bhagavan, who is in the form of the Lord of senses, Bhagavan who is there as the absolute knower of the objective universe, is Indraha. Okay. So, tasya evam lakshanasya hridaya akashe sakshat kritasya vidushaha atma bhutasya indra rupasya. Ishvara Swarupa Pratipattaye Margaha Abhidiyate. Here the path is discussed, mentioned for knowing the essential nature of Ishvara, who is in the form of the Lord of senses, who is in the form of the essential nature of the meditator, who is always available for recognition as the self-evident self. In the space within the heart, and who is of the description present above. Understand? So now, marga ishvara pratipattaye margaha abhidiyate. Kidrusha ishvara pratipattaye, the whole description. See, now you are, when you were seeing the meanings of each word, you were meditative of Ishvara. Isn't it beautiful? Whether we are practicing meditation or not, seeing Ishvara's gunas, virtues itself is what? Being meditative of Ishvara. Where was your mind in the class? Tell me. It went somewhere else, that is your problem. But still the class itself becomes upasanam. In next section, Pujya Swamiji used to say, the class at Brahmananda Valley, when you are doing, every class will be class of contemplation. We repeatedly, mantras help you see your own swarupam being Brahma. Isn't it? That's why you have to study Bhashya. Mantra is just, we chant in 1 second. Take the Bhashyam. So, tasya evam lakshanasya hridaya akashe sakshat krutaha ishvaraha. You have to pay attention. Understand the meaning of every word. Hridaya akashe sakshat krutaha katham. It is Bhagavan who is in the form of I sense. Aham asmi iti jnana rupena Bhagavan eva asti. Which is aparoksha jnanam, isn't it? Aparokshataya. Aparoksha atma. And Bhagavan is there as the swarupam of every meditator. Who is the one who is meditating? Who is the meditator here? Ishvara is not the meditator. But every meditator is essentially Ishvara. Bhagavan Swarupam is the Ishvara. That is why Vidushaha Atma Bhutaha means Dhyatuhu Atma Swarupaha. Bhagavan who is in the form of very essential nature of every meditator. Bhagavan is the Swarupam of the meditator. Bhagavan who is meditated upon is actually the very truth of the meditator. That is the meaning of Atma Bhotaha. Okay. Then Indraha. Bhagavan is in the form of the Lord of Senses. Bhagavan is in the form of the Absolute Knower. Indriyanam Raja Indraha. Idantaya drishyate anena iti Indraha. So here the word Indraha does not mean the devata, adhishtana devata of power, but here Ishvara. Okay. So in order to discover the essential nature of that Ishvara, in Brahma Loka, for a meditator, the path is mentioned. Okay. Having said that, now if the meditator has to reach that place to have the Vishnu Swarup, Ishvara Swarupam, what is the process? That is going to be discussed in the following part of the commentary. Okay. Hridayat Urdham. So the ultimate aim of Hiranyagarbha Upasanam is to attain Krama Muktihi by discovering Ishvara Swarupam as one's own Swarupam in Brahma Loka. That is why so much is discussed here. Now, Hridayat Urdham Pravrutta Sushum Nanama Nadi Yoga Shastreshu Prasiddha. There is a Nadi. And this nadi is different from what? We are going to see that other nadi, okay? Earlier we came across the nadi. The artery was also meant by the word nadi. But this sushumna nadi is not an artery, not any vein. So, hridayat urdhvam, above from the heart, from above the heart, hridayat urdvam pravrutta sushumna nama nadi. The nadi known as sushumna, emerging from above the heart, which is well known in the yoga shastras. Yoga shastreshu prasiddha nadi sushumna nadi. Why? Yoga shastra means what? Yoga shastram is the shastram which specifically teaches all forms of disciplines, including meditation. Therefore, that sushumna nadi is very well known. Why? Even though there's so many nadis are there, this upasaka subtle body has to enter through upasaka with his sukshma, has to travel through sushumna nadi only, not any other nadi. That is why it is well known in the yoga shastra. Yoga shastreshu prasiddha nadi sushumna nama nadi hridayat urdvam pravrutta, which goes out from, which begins from, which goes upwards from above the heart. Okay. Sa cha antarena, and that sushumna nadi, antarena means what? Madhye. That sushumna nadi, and that sushumna nadi is in the middle. In the middle of what? Prasiddhe taluke. Prasiddhe taluke means to well-known palates. To well-known palates. And talukayoho gata. Sa cha antarena means madhye. Talukayoho madhye gata. Sa sushumna nadi. Ka sushumna nadi, yoga shastreshu prasiddha sa sushumna nama nadi, hridayat urdhvam pravrutta talukayoho madhye gata. It begins from above the heart, but it goes in between the two well-known palates. Okay. Yahacha Yeshaha talukayoho madhye stanaha iva avalambate mamsakandaha tasya cha antarena iti etat. So this sushumna nadi, which begins from above the heart, which goes upwards in between the two well-known palates, means one more clue is given. In between the middle of the two palates means where? In the middle of the two palates, there is a tiny, small, tiny flesh pore, flesh, which is looking like a nipple hanging. Okay, in Tamil we say siriyanaku or Sirinak, is it? Uvula. It is called what? It is uvula, I mean, microplasia, something. Okay. He said small, tiny one. So, suppose sometimes if it grows longer, it may can start irritation and cause a lot of coughing. Uvula. Okay. Mamsakanda, that's also in the middle, in between the middle of both well-known palates, there is a mamsakandaha. Stanaha iva avalambate, it hangs like a small nipple. And tasya cha antarena, in the middle of that tiny fleshy part also, this sushumna nadi goes. Okay, it goes upwards. Yatra cha, how far does it go? Yatra cha keshantaha. It goes up to the skull. Yatra Keshanta, where there is the root of the hair. Where is the root of the hair? So Keshana Antaha Keshantaha. Where is the root of the hair? Anta means what? Avasanam. Keshanam Antaha is equal to Keshanam Avasanam. Avasanam Antaha Moolam mean the same. Antaha is equal to Avasanam. Avasanam is equal to Moolam. That's why I said the root of the hair. This Sushumna Nadi, beginning from above the heart, goes in the middle of two palates, well-known palates, in the middle of even that uvula, goes upwards, up to the top of the skull, and where the root of the hair is. And the root of the hair is what now? Of course, the root of the hair all over the skin, all over. And the skull, everywhere there is skin covering the skull. The skin, there are points which form the root of the hair. And the hair grows here in different parts, different points of the roots of the hair, and in different directions also. That's why vivartate. Vivartate means what? Everywhere there are root, the hair root points. From there the hair grows in different directions. So, but here this Sushumna Nadi does not go everywhere. Sushumna Nadi goes upwards, top of the skull, which means what? Murdha Pradeshaha. Where does it go? It goes upward means where? Murdha Pradesha. Murdha Pradesha means top of the head, which is like the top of the skull. Murdha Pradeshaha. Okay, then what happens? Tam desham prapyamana tena. Tam desham prapyamana tena. So that tam desham prapyamana means what? That Sushumna Nadi prapnoti. It reaches. So tam desham prapya, reaching that area. Varia, otherwise, which is the crown of the top of the skull. Tam desham prapyamana. It goes upwards. Then, tena antarena, through that, Sushumna Nadi, which reaches the top of the skull. This Upasaka Sukshma travels. Then what does it do? Vyapohya. Vyapohya means what? Vibhajya. Vibhajya means what? Vidarya. Vyapohya, Vibhajya, Vidarya means having broken. Having or breaking open. Sisha Kapale, breaking open the top of the skull. So Vyapohya, Vibhajya, Vidarya. Breaking open the skull. Sisha Kapale means Shirah Kapale. Nirgata. Okay, emerging out. So that Brahmaran, that so Sushumna Nadi begins from the heart, goes straight upwards in the middle of this palates and through the uvula, it reaches the top of the skull, where there is Indrayonihi. Ya Vinirgata Ya Sa Indrayonihi. Therefore, it is said this it breaks open the skull. That is, there is Indra Yonihi. There's an entrance. Yoni means entrance. Please make a note. The word Yonihi is used in the sense of womb, cause. But here Yonihi means Margaha. Yonihi is equal to Margaha. This is the path. This is the entrance. Entrance to reach Brahma. Brahmanaha Yonihi. Entrance to reach Brahman. Entrance for reaching Brahmaloka. Swarupa Pratipatti Dwaram. Swarupa Pratipatti Dwaram. Dwaram means entrance, the cavity, the entrance hole, which is the gateway for knowing the Swarupam of Ishvara. The meditator cannot, does not attain jnanam in this life, in this world here. Then the next choice is what? Because of the punyam he has earned, he can travel through the Sushumna Nadi, breaking open the skull, getting out of the body, traveling through Devayana, reach Brahma Loka. Therefore, it's what? Indra Yonihi. The path which takes a person to the place of the Lord, Ishvara. Indra, Brahma Loka. So, Swarupa Pratipatti Dwaram, it's an entrance, the gateway for knowing Ishvara Swarupam. So, going to Brahma Loka, he has to attain what? Jnanam. My God, the jnanam which can be attained itself, he has to go all the way there to attain jnanam. Upasaka. Okay. The rest we'll see next class. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Every time you say I, that is Ishvara, not you. In fact, you are seeing Ishvara. See, this is Ishvara Dhyanam. Now you try to understand the concept of Ishvara as unfolded here. It is Ishvara Upasanam, it is. It is not Swarupa Jnanam. It is sort of meditation. It is not contemplation, it's meditation. By seeing more Ishvara, you dissolve your what? Individuality in totality. You see, Ishvara is there as I sense. Ishvara is there as the mind. Ishvara is there as the one who identified with the mind. Who are you then? There's no you. This is what sort of Puja Swamiji used to say this. This is how you thin your ahankara. Okay? The bloated ahankara becomes thin, 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 slim beauty ahankara. It's okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.